Hey, you good? You good today? I'm Lena, and I hope you're having a great morning. We're in Morning Minutes, episode 57 in the Gospel of John, John 16, 25 through 33. Today, how to live like an overcomer. Are you an overcomer? Are you living like it right now? Let me read those verses to you. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures of speech, but will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf. For the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father and have come into the world, and now I am leaving the world and going to the Father. His disciples said, "Ah, now you are speaking plainly and not using figurative speech. Now we know that you know all things and do not need anyone to question you. This is why we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Behold, the hour is coming. Indeed, it has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world." Listen, how do you live like an overcomer if your Savior, Jesus, who is God, if he overcame the world, that he's given us the power to do it as well? How? And this is, by the way, the last week of the life of Jesus. He's having these final instructions to the disciple in the week before his death. And we spent John 13 through the end of John on that, whereas the first 12 chapters were the 3 years of ministry. And now 1 week in these chapters. And let me give you three pointers. Number one, you can live like an overcomer because you are deeply loved by God. Love is what gives you the strength to be an overcomer. Not any love, not you loving others, but you loved by God. In that day, you'll ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I'll ask the Father, for the Father himself loves you. The Father loves you. Can you hear me clearly? You are loved by God. Listen, the strength of Jesus, why he was able to overcome, was not that the disciples stuck by his side. It was that the Father stuck by his side. He says to them, "You're going to be scattered." In a moment, he was going to go to the cross, and every one of his disciples was going to leave him. Yet he says, "Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me." You see, he understood that he was deeply loved by God. Listen, and he was going to the cross. So it's not about your circumstances. See, we feel loved by God when everything is going smoothly in our life. When our circumstances are smooth, we're like, "Oh, God's favor in my life. This is awesome." You find a parking spot in front of the mall. Who goes to the mall? I don't know. But you find that spot and you think, "God loves me." You find that penny on the ground. You get that check in the mail. And God loves me. Listen, God loves you. It's a fact. Whether you see all good or all bad in your life, he loves you right now. No matter who you're married to, no matter what your job is, no matter how much money you make, no matter what your race is, he loves you. And that is the source of your overcomer status. Because God loves you unconditionally, you can overcome difficult circumstances. Because God loves you intimately, you can overcome insecurity. And because God loves you literally, you can overcome anything. You can overcome anything. There's not a situation I can think of. There's not an example I can come up with that is against you. You can overcome it because you are loved by God and you're called his son and his daughter. So you can live like an overcomer because you are deeply loved by God. Number two, you can live like an overcomer because you are never alone. You are never alone. Single person, you are not alone. Married person whose husband and wife don't stay next to you when you want them to, you are never alone. Listen, missionary person listening to this teaching out in the middle of nowhere, you are never alone. Right now, as I speak to you, you are never alone. God's presence is with you always against the attack of the enemy. God's presence is with you even when you feel alone. Our feelings cannot be trusted. I can't tell you how often I felt like I'm on my own and believed the lies of the evil one. And in those moments, Jesus has been right there with me, spirit alive in me. God's presence is with you always. Believe it. Listen, the theme of the study is to believe it. Believe it. God's presence is with you always. Jesus set the example. He gave us the words. He lived the life. He said it. "I am not alone. The Father is with me. I've said these things that in me you may have peace." So that when we're in a place where we're being attacked, we're being wrongfully treated, we are confident in the fact that the same God who was by Jesus in the crucifixion, with Jesus in the crucifixion, was with us no matter what we're facing today. So you can live like an overcomer because you are loved, because you are never alone, and you can live like an overcomer because Jesus has overcome the world. Listen, apart from Jesus's death and his resurrection, our abilities, our power is limited. Our power is the power of the resurrection. Because he's alive, we can have life. Otherwise, we have nothing. The resurrection, we're going to talk more about it in the days to come, but the resurrection is the source of our power. We don't have to be strong enough. Jesus is more than enough, for you're not enough. Because he rose again, you can stand confidently and draw strength from his power. You don't have to escape your problems today. Peace is yours. You are you are surrounded by the presence and the goodness of God in the midst of your problems, you can have peace even if nothing changes in your day today. I love this language. He says again for the third or fourth time in the last three chapters, in the world you will have tribulation. Christian, don't be surprised if you're feeling the strain of life. Some of it is just life. There's trouble in this world. Others is trouble because you're a Christian. Others is trouble because Satan attacks you. Others is trouble because people discard you. Others is trouble because Christians don't like you. Christians are sometimes the hardest people to get along with. And what Jesus is promising is because of undisturbed fellowship with the Son, if you abide in Christ and obey Him and be with Him and recognize His presence in your life. Today, recognize His presence. Take a moment when you hang up this morning minutes and speak out loud to Jesus. Speak to Him as you would a friend. Tell Him that you are thankful that you can overcome because of His deep love for you. Tell Him that you are thankful because you are never alone and that you can overcome any circumstance in your life because He's with you always. Tell Him that you're thankful because He has overcome the world because of the power of the resurrection. Listen, it is an awesome thing to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. I hope you know it. I hope you're living like an overcomer. And if not, why don't you start today? Hey, I'll see you tomorrow. I'd love to hear from you. Lena@livingwithpower.org. Leave a comment on the Morning Minutes page or share these lessons with someone who might need it. Hey, see you again tomorrow. Take care.